Hi, it's Barbara, Nebraska, and it's Sunday, September 13th, 2009. And I want to share with you a new web application that I've been using. It's called GoPollGo.com. And what it is, it's a real easy poll making tool. You just type in the question, type in the choices, then you can see what area of the country is voting for which answer. And it's color coded. It also has how many people have viewed the poll, and it has an embedding capabilities too, so you can put it into your website or your wiki. And I made two so far. First one I made was, which saint should room 113 add to their saint corner? And that's the same question I gave to my students on the first day of school. And then I also added, which book should room 113 read next? And I have four choices there. And it's really a nice poll, very easy to use. But the real story is that it's developed here in the Midlands. I met the developer on an airline. We were coming back from the San Antonio, the Catholic New Media celebration, and we flew to Denver and then Denver to Omaha. And on the Denver to Omaha flight, I sat next to this nice young man. He had a MacBook Pro, so we just struck up a conversation and started talking computers, and he was on Twitter, and I was on Twitter, and then we were sharing just some new media things, and I recognized the company he was interning for, Brightmix, and he was very surprised. You know, here's this older-ish woman who knew all this computer stuff. So it was very fun. And then he was telling me about this project he was working on. He was had an internship this summer. And as he was describing this, I immediately thought about the cool ways we could use it in our classroom. And it was kind of neat to be on the ground level of something that was being released from our area. And I had a really good time visiting with him, and followed him on Twitter, and now I'm following GoPollGo on Twitter, and I'm using it in my classroom and on my wiki. So that's the story of GoPollGo. So now you've heard it, and it was released on Friday, and so you've heard about it now, and you can say that you knew about it before it hit the big time. So everybody have a good day.